A great teacher is one of the most important factors in helping children learn. But how do teachers learn to be great? A growing number of school districts are sending observers into classrooms to identify what's working and what's not. The process is known as a walkthrough. Jessica Jones of member station WUNC observed this technique in action at Shady Brook Elementary School in High Point, North Carolina.
It's early in the morning, and visitor Tina Hester is sitting in on one of Shady Brook's first grade classrooms. She looks and listens and occasionally asks students questions, including 6-year-old Irina Calinti, who's drawing a diagram of a big molar tooth.
Why do you need to know about a tooth?
If you eat junk food, the gums will hurt and then your teeth will start falling down from all the chocolates and stuff, but I don't eat that junk.
But Hester's no ordinary visitor. Peering through reading glasses on the tip of her nose, she jots down everything she hears and sees on a big clipboard. She's the head of a team sent by the local school district to find out how easy it is for students to learn here.
We're very interested in what the children are doing because that gives us some indication whether or not the teacher is effective.
And good teaching is what Hester and her colleagues are looking for. They're going from room to room, taking note of the best techniques and practices teachers are using to help students learn. Hester says they're doing this because teachers don't have time to.
If you were to ask a teacher, one of the biggest challenges is finding time to make sense out of the new learning, to collaborate with one another.
So Hester and her team are collaborating for them. Linda Colley is the principal of the school. She says her teachers want to find out what really works with students.
We just have an environment here where our teachers really want to improve, and they continually are asking, how can I do this better and how can I do this in a different way?
And many other school districts hope walkthroughs will help them answer those questions too. Also known as learning walks, they started in one of New York City's districts in the mid-80s. As a result, educators there say the process helped student test scores go from average to excellent. Since then, nearly 30 school districts across the country have started holding regular walkthroughs too. At Shady Brook Elementary, the process is still new, but some teachers say it's already been helpful. Mary Summers teaches first grade.
Those teachers, I think that you might get into a rut or you might try the same things over and over, so it's good to see what the new practices are and what you've been doing that's been good and what you need to work on.
On a previous walkthrough, the district team asked Summers why she didn't have more student work and vocabulary posters displayed around the room. Summers now has them everywhere, and she says it was a good suggestion.
It's good for people to ask you questions like that. It gets you thinking, oh, you know, I need to do that posted in the room, or, you know, just those visual reminders, I think, really helps the kids.
But sometimes suggestions from outsiders aren't so easy to hear, say fifth grade teachers Frank Harrison and Beth Ann DeVoy.
I think the main thing is how you take it, because, you know, you can be told something and you go home and you, it worries you to death. I know she's that way too.
I worry a lot. And I like to overanalyze a lot of things, but I'm getting better.
Both teachers point out what works well with some students may not with others. After the walkthrough was over, the district team concluded that teachers in the lower grades did a good job of keeping students individually engaged, but teachers in the upper grades need to spend more time working with students in small groups. Principal Linda Colley plans to hold staff meetings soon so she can give that feedback. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Jones in High Point, North Carolina.